Red Cross pastors were our lifeblood.
Yeah.
We were on lists and starvation rations from the Germans, and the Red Cross put us on the plus side.
And what would you find in the box?
It depends where it came from.
Okay.
The Canadian parcels were real good. They had Klim, which I and you've got a Klim box around, a tin around here somewhere.
Yeah, we got one in the display.
It's milk spelled backwards.
Okay.
You know, that's powdered milk. And they used to put big biscuits in it, and they'd have butter that was, and everything in the Canadian Red Cross parcels were fortified with vitamins.
Good.
So that was one of the ways we got a boost. The English parcels were pretty good too, and they weren't quite as big, but they had a lot of nice stuff in it. And then when we got stuff from the Red Cross from the Argentine and so on.
Oh, wow.
Often that would come in bulk cheese and one thing another like that. And sometimes it had been too long coming across the equator.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, the Red Cross, we would be a lot of bombing and the trains couldn't get in and we'd be getting pretty cranky and you could see the prisoners going downhill and then a train would come in with Red Cross parcels. And people could pick up and you're better mood and everything else. But one of the things that they used to do was, when I first went there, we got our Red Cross parcels. Guys saved up cans to make an escape and one thing or another. So then they got the idea that they would open the cans and we took down our billy cans, as we called them, and they would dump it into your billy can. So then we used to say we eat glop because you'd have a can of salmon and a can of jam.
Oh.
Mix it up. And they did that for a while. And that was a lot of kicking from that. And we had a good Australian chap was our compound commander, and he did some kicking. So then they decided that all they had to do, they punctured every can.
So
you could bring your can up, but it only had, once it's punctured, its life is short in the summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so but the Red Cross was our lifeblood.
And then how often did the parcels arrive? Like, I mean, with the...
Sometimes we got one between two.
Okay.
Sometimes we got one between three. And that'd be sometimes twice a week we get one between three.
Oh,
sometimes we go 3 weeks to get a half a parcel.
Oh, wow.
And sometimes we'd get a whole parcel, which was a big bunch that come in. But not very often did that happen. But we'd get half a parcel a week a lot of the time.